Christian YouTuber Nick Jones is receiving flack for platforming a false teacher. Donald Trump is gaining support among the swing states and even some blue states. And I am no longer a Democrat. I'm switching my political party to Republican. We're going to talk a little bit more about why and a few other things, but all of that and more. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 12F podcast. My name is Greg, your host. I'm glad to have you here, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or even YouTube or Rumble. Glad to have you here tuning in. Okay, so Nick Jones, a prominent YouTuber in the Christian space, very, very big podcaster. If you're into the Christian podcast space, you probably already know who that is. He's receiving flack from a particular creator about platforming someone named Tiffany Montgomery. And in this particular clip that I'm going to show you guys, this creator who's criticizing Nick is saying that Tiffany Montgomery is a witch. Very interesting choice of words there. I don't personally know Tiffany Montgomery. I don't even know much about her ministry, but I did see the clip in which he's critiquing. And I think I disagree with this creator's opinions. But before I speak too much on it, I will go ahead and play the clip so you guys get context.
It's Tiffany Montgomery, if you don't know, I did a video on her exposing her before. She is a witch. She's a heretic. She should not be teaching at all, at all. And maybe Nick Jones just didn't go into an in-depth review of Tiffany Montgomery before he promoted her. You know, that's understandable. Sometimes you don't look too much into somebody and then you find out later there's something really bad about that person. But having a big YouTube channel, over 700,000 subscribers, you do have a responsibility to look into a person before you actually promote them. And this is Tiffany Montgomery, by the way. I just want to show you her face so you would know what she looks like if you haven't seen her before. She is a big heretic and she actually has a large platform herself with a lot of followers. And essentially leads a cult. She's a witch. But look, if you promote a heretic and you have a large platform, Nick Jones, if you ever watch this video, this is the danger behind that. You have babes in Christ who are new Christians who just got saved. They are still on the milk. They're still on spiritual milk. They're not on the meat yet. They're easily influenced. They're naive. They just don't have that much wisdom yet. And so you promote somebody, you talk good about somebody, you platform somebody such as Tiffany Montgomery, a literal witch, a little heretic, a false teacher, a goat. You platform that person, you talk good about them, promote them. You have babes in Christ who are going to check her out, probably subscribe to her, check out her website, check out what she teaches, and get misled and get into trouble and backslide and fall for her lies and waste the money. And we're going to get into all that shortly, saints. But this is just a big reason why many should not want to be teachers. James 3:1, my brethren, be not many masters, which another translation could be teachers. Knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation, meaning teachers will be judged more harshly. Nick Jones has a position of teaching, influencing on YouTube, on Christian YouTube. Whether he knows it or not, whether he wants that position or not, whether he understands that or not, he has a position on YouTube that is going to.
Okay. All right. You guys kind of get the point. I disagree. I've watched a clip in which Nick Jones is critiquing, in which this creator is now critiquing. I don't know too much about Tiffany Montgomery and her ministry, like I said, but I do know that she's not a heretic per se. I'll just say this about Nick Jones. Nick Jones seems very genuine. I've never met Nick Jones. I've never had a conversation with Nick Jones, but I do know that he seems genuine. And another thing is, in terms of the kingdom, the only opinion we need to get perspective on is from the king himself. So if Nick is in the wrong here and he really did platform a heretic, then I think he should be more concerned with what God says than what a creator has to say. I don't think that it's bad to critique a fellow brother in Christ, but I do think that there's a certain way to do it and there's a certain way to go about it. I don't think this creator is necessarily going about it in the right way. I think calling someone out, another particular creator, calling someone out is healthy, but only if it's done in love. I don't think that you should be going at, you know, Nick Jones saying that you know, just saying this and that about, and there's, he goes a lot further and deeper into his feelings about Nick and his platform, but I don't think it's done in love, and I don't think that's going to, you know, breed any sort of positive critique in that way. So I think in terms of that, we should probably take Paul's advice, and if there's a brother that's wrong, you should bring one or two fellow brothers in Christ and critique together. And I think that's the way maybe we should go about things. I don't think calling someone out on the internet in that way, in a negative way, is going to breed any type of healthy conversation. Now, I will say also that everyone has to give an account for what they do to God, right? So if Nick Jones is wrong, he has to answer to God for that. Because everyone is going to give an account for every word they speak, including this particular creator. I mean, saying Tiffany Montgomery is a witch and a heretic is strong words, right? It's pretty strong. So I think that if you're going to say words like that, you have to have solid evidence to back up what you're saying. And I don't know if he has that. He did, like I said, he does go further in depth in the clip, and he did say that he has another episode of his on his channel talking about how she's a witch and how she's a false teacher. I don't necessarily think that those are valid arguments. Does Tiffany Montgomery say some things that are a little bit weird? I think so, in the videos that he shows. But I don't think that it's enough to say this woman is a witch. I think that's very strong and very harsh language. Especially if she ends up not being a witch, that's kind of awkward, isn't it? So and no shade to this creator at all either. I just think that he needs to go about it in a more loving way. Also, I will say that if Nick Jones is not saying that, you know, Jesus, you know, isn't God, if he's saying something like that, then obviously give your critique, brother. Like, give it. Like, I think that you'd be right to give your critique. But if it's something that you're opinionated on, as far as, and it's not doctrine, and it's just, oh, who he allowed to be featured on his platform, like Tiffany Montgomery, a witch, like, I think that's a bit irrelevant, because there's always going to be something that you don't like, you know, oh, you should never platform this person, you shouldn't show this person, you shouldn't feature this person on your large platform. Brother, you could say that about anything. You could say, oh, you shouldn't cover this topic, you shouldn't cover this subject. And if you're familiar with Nick's content, he covers a lot of cultural moments. They're not necessarily always relevant to Christianity. He does his best to tie that all in somehow in some way in his videos, but I don't think they're always helpful. But that's his platform. And again, he has to answer to God for whatever he does that is wrong. But that's not up for me to judge. That's up for him to take up with God, and that's for God to speak to him about. Again, if you want to give critique on that is fine. I just think it needs to be done in a better way. But I will say this. In Matthew 7:1-5, it says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it will be measured to you. Why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." I'm not saying that, you know, you can't critique, right? I'm just saying that there are things that are probably in your own life that you should probably look at first before, you know, you criticize someone else in their platform. I think, again, it's healthy to criticize, but it's in the measure that you do it is the problem. I just think that in a world full of uncertainty, in a world full of division, especially among Christianity, I don't think that we need to be fighting amongst each other. I think this is the very thing that Paul was speaking about when, you know, he was writing letters to the churches. Everyone's fighting. Everyone's fighting amongst each other. All the Christians are fighting amongst each other. Do you understand that there's Pride Month going on right now? Do you understand that there are bigger fish to fry? Do you understand that there's a world full of sin that we're living in right now, and you're fighting amongst another Christian YouTuber? I just think that there's better things to be focused in on. I don't think this is one of them. But that's it for that segment. I don't want to go too far deep into that because we do have other things to cover. So if you're not privy to this information, Donald Trump was indicted on numerous felonies, but it doesn't seem like those felonies really did anything because it kind of just helped his campaign even more. He's now leading in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and leading in North Carolina, but tied up in Nevada. And this is all backfiring on the DA, obviously, because they thought that Trump being a felon on false charges, of course, was going to stop people from wanting to vote for him. That's not going to stop. People see right through this, that this is a witch hunt, that this is a situation in which, you know, you're just clearly going after a guy that you don't like. We all see right through it. It's really interesting that all of this is happening now with the race being so close last election. It's going to make it that much closer and that much more intense as well, because of the controversy surrounding Trump. But if you're unsettled on whether or not you want to vote for Trump, let me give you an idea on why I am no longer a Democrat and I am now switching over my political party to the Republican side. I genuinely think that the left is so far left now that there's no way they can be right. And I mean that in the sense of it's not looking too good. And I mean that in the sense of there's a quote by Malcolm X that I really resonate with. A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. And that means if you don't have principles in place, then you don't have any values or things that you hold dear, then you'll accept all. We know that the quickest way to failure is to always try to do everything. You can only do so much. There's only so much time in a day, but once you try to do everything, you're sure to meet with failure. I think that's more than true in terms of liberalism and leftism, whatever you want to coin it as. Everything is deemed as okay now in society, and I think that's wrong. I mean, I even seen an article, it was once upon a time, like a year ago maybe, that they were trying to make excuses for pedophilia, that it's not pedophilia, it's people attracted to younger persons. Like, are we okay? Like, are we so far gone as a society that we're going to now allow forms of pedophilia? Like, is that really where we're going in society? Like, this is the downfall of civilization. I mean, it's so interesting because on TikTok, a lot of people were talking about, what's your Roman Empire? Do people understand that the Roman Empire died off for a specific reason? It's been said that it's because they stood for too many things. It's been said that their society degraded so far that it was just uninhabitable. It was unable to keep up with a certain standard. It was unable to sustain itself because people started giving into their delusions. And you can read up on it if you would like, but it's so interesting that our society here in America, we're going down the same rabbit hole. We're going down the same destruction. And we know that in the Bible, it also says that people, in the last days, people will be given up to those delusions, that God will give those people up and they will be allowed to be given up to a debased mind. It's not like this wasn't all predicted. It's not like this is all, you know, happenstance. Oh, oops. No, this is all prophecy. This is all, you know, within the span of what the Bible predicted anyway. So I just think that the left is so far left now that it's not really, it doesn't really make any logical sense to even say that they could be right about a majority of things now. It's almost too far gone in that way. But I say all that to say, in the examples that I'll give here, like immigration, abortion, transgender agenda, and pride, these are all things that are an example of how the left is too far left. So with immigration, if you're a person with a home and you have a front door on your home and you lock that front door, why? Why would you lock your front door? Because you don't want weird people, crazy people entering your home, right? I mean, I assume that most people would lock their doors. I know there's a subset of people that don't do that. Godspeed to you. But I would like to think that most people would say, oh no, I don't want weird people coming into my home at 3 a.m. I don't think it's healthy to say that, oh yeah, I would like to lock my door at night and lock my car door as well, but I'm not going to allow my government to choose whether or not they can find out who these people are that are entering the country. That doesn't make any sense. If you're going to have a standard, you need to be upheld. You need to uphold that standard in all things. No? I mean, I think it only makes sense. Now, with pride, I think that's a very touchy situation. Obviously, I don't want to offend anyone. My goal, just because I'm a Christian, that my goal is not to, you know, offend anyone. My goal is to love people. But I cannot subscribe to the idea that, you know, Pride Month is a good thing. I can't subscribe to that idea as a Christian, right? One thing is the banner of pride, right? The banner of pride is what? The rainbow, if you don't know. I find that very problematic because the rainbow does not belong to the LGBTQ plus, whatever else they're calling it nowadays. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to God. The rainbow originally belongs to God. I'll show you how. In Genesis 9, 11 through 16, right? I established my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the lasting covenant, the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. It is so interesting that the LGBTQ community has decided that the rainbow was going to be their mascot. Interesting. I don't think that it's necessarily healthy for them, because God is not mocked. God is not going to allow these things to go unchecked and unanswered for in the judgment. And I don't want anyone to experience that. I don't want anyone to experience that type of judgment, because when God judges, he judges very, very justly, as he should. And what I mean by he judges justly is he's very harsh with those he needs to be harsh with. And I expect he will be harsh with those who decided to take something that was so sacred between him and him, between himself and mankind, and now seeing it being used as for something so wicked, to be seen as something so wicked and other that God would look upon that and see, wow, they really don't care. They really are doing whatever they want. And something that Nick Jones also says, going back to him, he always says something so interesting. He says, these people are finding new ways to sin. And I think that's true today. I think that's inherently true, because who would have thought, I mean, obviously God knows all, right? But who would have thought that something that God has made so sacred that people would go around, that people would turn around and make it seem so other and use it for other? I mean, I guess I can't be surprised though, right? I mean, Satan literally defiles sex between man and woman. He's now made it such a mockery, right? He's made it so sinful to, in some ways, sex, right? He's kind of defiled it in that way, perverted it even. I just think that it's so interesting that the LGBTQ community is so bold in their pride. Really, no other way to say it. So they're very bold, and I will give them that. But I don't think that that is a good thing. I don't think that being a prideful person is going to make God happy. I think that it's evident that God desires a humble heart, and God desires a contrite spirit. And I don't think that Pride Month embodies that at all. I don't think that the left is very careful anyway with their decision of how they show things anyway, especially in the media. I mean, obviously the transgender agenda is very prominent in America. You know, you have drag queens reading to kids in school. I mean, that's insane too. But I think that with all of that said, it'll be very interesting to see where society goes within the next few years, especially if Trump wins his election. We'll see whether or not any of this stuff slows down. I don't think it will, even if with him becoming president. I don't think it would slow down, but it'll be interesting to see. That's it for today. If you're still watching and you're on YouTube or Rumble, please drop I'm a 12F listener in the chat, in the comment section. I would definitely love to hear from you guys on all the topics I covered today. It's a pleasure as always. See you guys in the next one.